I give you offers of profit and free product for lady and male pleasure. Pleasure in all size, big and small. Pleasure in all color, red and green. Pleasure in all whole, man or not man. Please take cut of profit and enjoy free sample of best pleasure toy.
You're going to be seeing tonight. First rule of Friendly Town is whenever you're on stage, you are the acting mayor of Friendly Town. There are a couple other perma honorary mayors, one of whom is at WWE Monday Night Raw tonight, so we don't need to discuss him. But yeah, no, John Hurst is the nicest person in the world, and most of you know him, and he's great. But anyway, he's not here tonight. However, we do have your bartending mayor, Todd. Give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. Another one of your producer mayors will be performing as part of our show in a little bit. But right now, I need to discuss a matter of utmost importance to our fine community here in Friendly Town. The budget. Money's fucked up right now. I know it's not very political of me to say, but money is really, really tight. We've been asked by Google repeatedly, every single time we log into our town Gmail, which we, you know, the official email is friendlytownmayor@aol.com, but we have a personal Gmail we don't like to share, you know, just because, you know, we don't want it to be flooded with you know, all your chain mail and stuff like that. But anyway, we here in Friendly Town are running into a problem. We don't have $2 a month to pay Google for expanded storage. We just don't. We've been trying to figure out all sorts of places to cut it ever since, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were trying to figure out what we were going to do about, shit, what was our show 2 weeks ago?
Locker.
Yeah. About what?
Storage locker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to give up our storage locker a couple weeks ago. Some of you were here for that. That was a blast. We discovered a lot of items from our past that many of us had never actually seen before, but still waxed nostalgic about. That was a fun night, but yeah, we cut that from the budget. We had to clean out our storage locker, and today we have to clean out our spam folder, because honestly, that shit's been piling up, and we think that we could probably get, like, you know, maybe two more emails where we illegally file trade new albums on MP3 or something like that into our main folder if we just get rid of a little bit of that spam. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight... All right. Well, no, I tried to. Oh, there it is. All right. Tonight is Epson exceeds your vision. Epson exceeds your vision. Friendly Town cleans out its spam filter. Give it up for yourselves for coming out. So tonight's show is going to be a little bit multi-format, a little bit creative. People who are coming up here tonight are going to be read spam email verbatim, and they have to explain why or why not it needs to be deleted. Sometimes people are just going to find out that it's from their old Russian aunt, Sexpot Ivana, who happens to be called Sexpot Ivana, and it might be a serious email that we need to save. In other cases, it might just be a really weird advertisement for penis pills. But also, there might be people with completely outside the bounds format type of presentations tonight. So I'm excited to see where tonight's show goes. There might be someone who has a whole presentation about actual spam. And if they did, they better fucking broad enough for everybody, because that's still... Have you had it on sushi? Spam on sushi is so... All right, anyway. No, that is not... I don't eat fish. You understand? This is an affliction. I can't eat seafood. That's an affliction, so I have to have spam sushi or no sushi. Or those California rolls with avocados, but seaweed makes my throat itch. I'm sorry, okay. Let me digest the divesting and talk a little bit about how tonight's show is gonna kick off. Like I said, we have a lot of very talented mayors coming up to talk about, to help us get rid of all of this pesky spam email. A couple orders of business. First of all, I just received this photo of my goddamn adorable niece.
Aww.
Her name's Ella. I have so many more of where that came from. So you know, if I delete that, I've got a backup. I could just have my sister resend me. She's 9 months old today. And yeah, just look at, she's goddamn adorable. All right, enough of that. So this is an example of one of these emails we have to decide whether or not we're going to delete. Let me read. This comes from Maya Robinson. So in case you're into freaky shit and poetry, then Maya Robinson. We don't know if it's poetic or it's just a sex robot. Let's see. I have been wondering if I'm the only one who is seeming quite lonely every night. Maybe there's somebody else who would like to spend some time with me. The sum, of course, being the sum of you plus me. We can chat cam to cam, talk over the phone, or even meet. Sometimes I'm a bit too horny, wink. I don't know if anyone's ever been hit on by that. Like, oh, just so warning, I get a little bit too horny. That's a death wish right there. Like, that's not what you want to hear coming from a sex robot. Let me know your thoughts about this thing. And in case you feel the same way, drop me a message and I will be happy to spend some evening together with you. Spend some evening, you know, maybe one in like 2 years from now. Let's have a little spicy fun and enjoy our boring evening together. Warm regards, Maya. And she was so nice to include her website, maya-robinson.info. Because if there's someone out there who wants to have all the freaky sex with a lonely dude who this email might reach, maya-robinson.info. That's the sexiest. I think .info is the sexiest. No, it's much sexier than .xxx. .xxx is just a little too on the nose. .info, because like, info about what? There you go. And then my favorite part of this whole email, hugs. She just adds that, hugs, just a nice platonic hugs, maybe to get it to try to make it pass through the spam filter. But unfortunately, this email was from about 2 years ago, and it really was from an old friend named Maya Robinson. She was a really huge fan of the short-lived MTV parody satirical series Together. So, and enjoy our boring evening. She missed a comma. Boring evening. Together. I was actually the president of the Together fan club for a little while. And she wanted me to proofread her email before she sent it to the fictional boy band Together. But I don't know about this bit too horny thing. I think I told her to remove that. You know what? I think I told her to remove all of this shit and just say, hey, Together, despite the fact that you're like the Spinal Tap of boy bands, I want to hang out. That's all you have to say. Like, that show lasted one season. Like, you don't have to really go all out. You don't have to try to be all, like, winky face about it, Maya. But anyway, Maya Robinson is now in a happy long-term relationship. She lives over in Park Ridge with her boyfriend, Bill. They have house parties sometimes. I'll invite you guys over. And if you guys want to read more about their house parties, just hit her up at maya-robinson.info. Thank you. All right, so everyone who comes up tonight is going to get a quick and dirty spam email, which I can read from behind the board, or one of us can read from directly behind the board, and we're going to have a lot of fun. This might be a blast. This might turn into a goddamn train wreck, but even the train wrecks smell sweet, don't they? They taste sweet. The train wrecks are just delicious sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, your first performer, your first guest mayor tonight, he's from the Friendly Town Consulate in Canberra, Australia. Give it up for Riley Bell.
I thought it very telling that Tyler talked about train wrecks a lot before I got out, but let's crack on. Hello, my name's Riley Bell. I'm a mayor of Friendly Town. There has been a concerted effort by the Friendly Town public to make me produce my birth certificate, and you'll see it when I'm fucking dead, cunts, all right? So, all right, what do I do? So let's go. Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Are we suspending our disbelief that much? Like, oh, here I am on my Friendly Town computer, who is also a mayor of Friendly Town. Beep, boop, beep,
boop. Computer mayor.
Computer mayor. Hey, Riley, this is your talking email. I have to pull up an actual spam, if you can just vamp about your birth certificate for another minute or two, that would be great.
No, because vamping about my birth certificate would play right into those fucking hashtag Friendly Town birthers plan. And I will not. I'll talk about my policy. I'm going to talk about my credentials because the state of the Friendly Town Railway is dismal. And what we need is a total concerted effort to get rid of the railway entirely because everyone hates trains.
Hello.
Replace it with a monorail. That's half the rails.
All right, I've got
that's
a,
half the like.
I've got a spam for you. I'm going to read verbatim.
Fuck, because I only had like 5 more minutes of monorail stuff. I just. All right.
All right. Here we go. Strange numbers, late night texts. Cheaters hate this site. See who they are calling and texting in bright red. Uncover the number. Uncover the truth.
Can I get that one more time? It's just ringing a bell, and I think that might be in the sent folder from me to my mother.
Bust a cheater. The A actually has an A in a magnifying glass. Bust a cheater.
Okay.
See who they've been texting. Strange numbers, late night texts. Cheaters hate this site. See who they are calling and texting. Enter the number, uncover the truth. Search now.
Yeah, I'd prefer it if you keep that because I'm in a long-term relationship with a very lovely woman. I have no reason to doubt her fidelity at all, but I have a poker night every Wednesday and there's this dude. His legal name is Cheating Bill, and I think that... That tipped me off a little bit, but he's fucking sly. And so I haven't caught him yet. I had to keep that one because I needed professional help catching cheating Magnuson Bill. Magnuson is his middle name. I think he's Scandinavian. But when I asked him about the first name cheating, I said, that's a nickname, right? He said, no, it's actually Nigerian. Do we do more or do I keep riffing on this one?
You've helped us incredibly much and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, Riley Bell.
All right. Thank you. I think out of all of that, my monorail bit got the most traction, but hey, hello. Traction. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your next spam forager to Friendly Town is our good friend, Jamie Alexis. Welcome, Jamie, to the stage, everyone.
I'm short. Okay, I actually have a whole... I don't know if this is like my own section of the spam folder. I mean, most of this just needs to go. Just gonna go through the titles. I mean, normal stuff, you know. Nothing like original. We've all seen it. Is your vagina big enough? How to make men want you. Increase vagina size now. Anal bleaching, fun and profit. How to make penises happy, 1995. Finding the best puppies in Kansas. Witch hunt or witch it all. Click here to find out what every man loves. Forget expensive diamonds for your man this year. He's getting diamonds. What Republican rhinos mean to you? Ancient Chinese labia secrets. Penis lovers. Vagina make bigger today, number one pill. Could you be a beard? How attract number one penis near Knoxville now? Plump your inner labia with this one neat trick. Attract horny, successful men of an appropriate age. Maybe I might keep that one. Click now for 87% off Yankee Candle. 800% better than fish oil for your vaginal health. Is your cervix at risk? Bitcoin trader. Top 6 reasons women struggle to get laid. Jewishmanfinder.shalom. Best bait for catching men is master bait. 50% off Wayfair.com. It's useful. 10 signs you might be too put together. All right, we're going to go over that later. It's concerning. Beef curtains, in or out. And then it says dot, 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 in or out, winky face. Recreate Hustler Pink at home with these common household items. There's the webcam cucumber again. You see that a lot. Now, I am into, you know, open sourcing, sharing, you know, so I will... Okay, how to make penises happy in 1995. I paid the 1995. Okay. And this is what it said. And this is for everyone in Friendly Town, male, female, gay, straight. I mean, alone or with a friend. Here are your paid secrets. These really are indispensable. Touch the penis. Touch it with literally any part of your body. Use a nearby object. Be sure to touch the sides and the top of the penis. So touch the sides again. Double check that you have touched the entire penis. Did you touch the top of it? Be sure that you touched the sides. Repeat as necessary. Thank you.
Jamie Alexis, everyone. Man, we've just got all sorts of crazy shit on our server back here. We don't even know what's next. And also, I didn't realize that there was a fetish community for penis booping, apparently. Just touch the top of the penis. Boop. Like, just... I have to find that mailing list. Stat. Ladies and gentlemen, your next spam trawler is our good friend Beth Tompkins.
Penis boobing is a serious matter, Jamie. And I won't have you decrying the value of it in Knoxville. Just kidding! All right, so is there a spam message that I need to address, or shall I tell a real story about some spam? Real story? All right, yeah. All right, so... Since I'm a failed English major, I'm one of these freelance editor proofreader people. And I found a job, was posted for some proofreading, some light administration work. It's all good, right? A notable website that I've done many freelance jobs with before. This one, you know, it was a little different, a little more involved, but they had a good pay rate. And I thought, yeah, it's good. It's good, I'm too smart. It's not a scam. So this lady interviewed me by chat on Gmail. Lesson number one, if they have a gmail.com account, don't do an interview with them. Duh, right? But I'm that person, so I'm going to tell you the rest of it. So I did an interview. This lady said, yeah, you're absolutely a perfect fit. Absolutely. Now, we need you to have an Apple laptop. Do you have an Apple laptop? I said, no, I do not have an Apple laptop because I have a fucking brain. But if you're paying me, I'm going to leave off that last part and say, no, I don't have an Apple laptop. She says, well, we're going to send you a check. It's going to cover ordering your equipment and your software, and then we'll put you to work. And I said, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Opportunity. I'm but a poor... white girl struggling in this crazy society where everything's in my favor and still somehow I struggle, but... So they sent me a check, and that was fucking awesome. Like, that was awesome. It was like $3,000. I was like, hell yeah, I'm totally going to put this in my bank account. In my bank account. She said, let me know when that deposits. I said, okay, I will. I'll let you know when that deposits, and then I'll... You're going to have my laptop shipped, right? My Apple laptop shipped. She said, yes. I said, okay. So I deposited into my First Tennessee account. I'm going to tell you all that name because they've been completely unhelpful throughout this whole ordeal. First Tennessee, last Tennessee. But I got the check and it was good, and they had $3,000 in my account, which was like $2,600 more than I had before, which was awesome because I'm an Uber driver. Did I mention that before? So I got the money, and then she said, yeah, we're going to need you to just pay the vendor directly. So just go ahead and write a check for $3,000 to this Bank of America account. I said, okay, I'm 39. I know this is legit. I'd be stupid. This was a scam. It was a scam. I wrote that check to Bank of America, and they cashed it. And the first sentence, he said, hey, there's no money for this check. You're negative $3,400. I said, okay, well, I have an account now with Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. And not First Tennessee, because I'm negative $3,000. And that lady never answered my chat when I said, hey, I paid that money. Where's my laptop? Now, that's a real story, and this is a comedy open mic. So I got to lay some funny on this, because otherwise it's just a life lesson, which you all need to listen to. Don't ever put money into an account you don't know the person that's going to. But I like fluffy bunnies. I don't know. I don't know how to lighten up that story, because right now I'm negative 3,000 in the hole and do free open mics every Monday because I love the adoration of crowds like you. It's a rough life, but you know, Uber has saved my life. Uber has, introduced me to sorority girls that are half my age. They have introduced me to fraternity guys that are half my age. Thank you. Because this lady is lonely. And these spam messages about Nigerian princes are just going to pay you so much money, like just to say hello. So tempting. So tempting. And I have so many, qualifications as a freelance proofreader. I might get that $3,000 back yet. But until then, I'll be here at Friendly Town every Monday night, 7:30 p.m. You can catch me. I'm Beth. Thank you.
Beth Tompkins. All right. So that gave our PC a chance to update. It can now speak directly to the aliens now, and it's getting fantastic, broadcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, our next spam trawler going to help us sort out this problem is Aaron Chastain. Welcome, Aaron Chastain.
All right, so I received a spam email the other day from Daenerys Targaryen, and I would like to share it with everybody. The subject, hello, my dear friend, begins, hi, please, without an A, read this is not spam, capital M. Hey, it's DD, Daenerys, obviously. I have been traveling abroad with some friends, and it looks like my passport, my wallet, and my dragons have been stolen. I need $520, a ship, and my dragons to get back home. Don't we all, Dee Dee? I know we don't know each other well, but if you could please help me, please, please, I promise, I will pay you back and make you a High Lord of the Seven Kingdoms ASAP as soon as I get back, as possible. Okay. So as I said, someone has stolen my dragons. They are just gone. The cages are still there, but the dragons aren't in them. Also, my passport and wallet. Thanks, with an X, so much. I'm so sorry, and I really appreciate it. Daenerys D.D. Targaryen. So that's how I became three dragons in debt. So that's that, yeah.
Yeah. Give it up for Aaron Chastain, ladies and gentlemen. By getting rid of that email, you have rid us of at least three very, very high memory, large size, high resolution dragon GIFs. Each one was about 6 megabytes. That's 18 megabytes, and I think that that deserves another round of applause. Thank you again, Aaron. All right, your next IT specialist who's going to be helping us sort through our problems is IT Man of the Year 1998, Clinton Ricks.
What we got, guys?
All right. Clinton, we got an interesting message. The subject line is, why are you upset with me? And some of the words were in all caps.
Is it my auntie? she learned how to use her laptop.
It doesn't appear that way, but unless your auntie has a really weird name involving some numbers mixed in with characters. This is the message. It says, I've been trying to give you a gift, but you have ignored my emails. Did you think it was junk mail? Here's the free gift I've been trying to give you. And then 4 arrows in all caps, clicking here if you want it. I only have 1 copy of this, so if you don't want it, let me know. Click here to unsubscribe.
They really want me to have this gift. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Is it Yahoo?
Yeah, it's Yahoo Mail for phone, actually.
I was talking. Is it Yahoo?
Come on, man. You were the IT Man of the Year in 1998. You can't just be floated on that for 20 years.
That was a long time ago. It's 2017 now.
Oh, shit, really?
I was fired from my job at the height of Yahoo. That's why I asked that question. I don't know how to use anything else.
So we'll write them back and say that you don't want the gift that requires clicking here.
Wait, click it. let's not be too drastic. Please
don't,
now.
Please don't click it, St. Thomas. This is my computer. I'm just assuming that it's going to give you a bad computer virus or actual virus, one of the two.
I thought the internet was the gift that kept on giving. You never know.
So is herpes.
Oh. Which is why you probably shouldn't click that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Clinton. They didn't name you IT Guy 1998 for nothing. Your next presenter is someone who is a relative newcomer to Friendly Town. There are a couple seats opened up toward the front, so if you guys in the back want to move on up to become part of this party, please, please do that. It's only more fun the closer you are to the stage. I think that someone said that one time. Oh, shit, it was me just now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sterling. Everyone. Welcome Ben Sterling to the stage.
Hey, everybody. I know we've been having a lot of fun with email today. But I stumbled across this earlier, and considering what day it is, I thought it was important to bring up. Over the past year, we've seen an unrelenting assault on basic human decency. Things like access to healthcare and education, decent jobs, even clean water and clean air are under attack. And while we're scrambling to hang on to the fragments of what we thought was sound, technology is just racing ahead with implications for privacy and access to information and all that kind of stuff. So considering what day it is, I'd like you to just take a moment of your time from the holiday madness and shopping to remember what Cyber Monday is really about. And please support our brothers and sisters who have been cybernetically augmented. Those in the cyborg community face an uncertain and terrifying future. Updates that are rolled out before they're ready or not soon enough. We've seen this release now and patch later business model flourish in gaming and cell phones, and the implications for biotech are just terrifying. I don't want to sound alarmist, but we're creating a class of cyborg slaves where people are beholden to the corporations they got their tech from. That's why we here at Cyber Love Incorporated are proud to be partnering with the Cyborg Defense Fund. Starting today, $1 from every purchase and every subscription will be going to the fund. To celebrate, we're going to extend our Black Friday special all the way through Cyber Monday. There's no longer an excuse to put off that new cybernetic sex organ you've been wanting. Whether you've been craving a colossal clockwork cock, or you need a new pair of big bouncing techno titties, now is the time. Don't let distance drag down your desire this holiday season. Whether your loved one is across town or across the country, our optional VR headset will make it feel like they're right there, right now, real and right in front of you. All our implants come with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. We have affordable data plans for your orgasms on the go. And we have brand new pricing models. You can now lease a new implant for just $4.95 a month. If you prefer the ad-free experience, only $10.95. So please, sign up this Cyber Monday and have cyber sex with that special cyborg someone for the holidays. Please help us fuck for freedom. Full disclosure, I do get a commission on these, so I'm going to forward it to everybody. If you could please use the link in the email, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Ben Sterling. Get up for Ben Sterling describing what seems suspiciously a lot like Terminator 2 for the first like half of his set. Thought, you know, Skynet was about to be activated, but no worries. It's not going to happen. Just, you know, that's in the other spam folder. Your next performer slash IT enthusiast, he's not an expert, he's an enthusiast. He's also your bartending mayor. Give it up for Todd Lewis. Keep giving it up for Todd Lewis. He stubbed his toe on the computer mainframe on the way up.
Thanks, Tyler. I like your graph paper t-shirt. That's not a t-shirt. I'm delirious from the medication. It's just a regular shirt. It's not even shaped like a T. Or are all shirts shaped like T's? It wasn't rhetorical. Someone please help me. All right. So how are we doing this? Are you reading me an email?
Dear reader, there are three so-called, quote, superfoods, end quote, you should never, all caps, eat. They may be toxic to your body and might be draining your energy. These are foods that are being marketed to you as superfoods for your health.
It's more like supervillain foods.
The truth is... bold. Begin bold. These foods might be draining your energy, making you fatigued, causing you to gain weight, and lowering your metabolism.
I think I'm eating them right now, you guys.
One of these foods actually affects your hormones.
My God.
Many of these, quote, superfood companies have, begin bold, expensive lobbyists who convince lawmakers to allow them to advertise these foods as health foods.
Sons of bitches.
This is something not being reported by most mainstream media.
Is Wendy's Frosty on the list?
Begin bold. If you have been feeling constant fatigue and low energy, then these foods could already be draining your energy.
I thought it was the chemtrails.
Click here to watch this shocking video to find out these foods and get your energy back.
Okay, we need to reply.
Wait, there's more.
Oh.
P.S. This is something that is affecting millions of Americans and is something that everyone should know. So click here right now for your well-being. I'm assuming it's the same link.
All right, they're trying a little bit too hard there at the end. All right, so reply. Dear Sirs, Busters, or Tic-Tac-Toe Plain Chickens, would you like to earn $2.5 to $5 million a year? You can! simply a... Are you qualified to be a college football coach? Everyone is. For the low price of $185, we will submit your resume to all college football programs, whether they have a current head coaching vacancy or not. Thank you, Prince Nairobi Mutamba, Nigeria University, Georgia. P.S. All Americans should know this information. Click this link for details. Thank you.
Todd Lewis, IT enthusiast, everyone. With that reply, I think he actually broke the server that was sending the spam out, so you're welcome. It confused it. He confused it. That's what he did. Your next presenter, your next IT expert is a Friendly Town, is one of the Friendly Town producers. Give it up for St. Thomas Ledoux.
You guys having fun watching people come up here and laughing at machines? You think it's funny? I fucking stared into those eyes. I've dealt with those things. All right. I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day, if you were newly out of a relationship, divorced, what have you, and you wanted to explore some kinks, you couldn't just go anywhere on the internet to do that, all right? Tinder didn't exist. OkCupid wasn't a thing. FetLife was still a very fledgling young community, but full of mostly and still full of mostly weirdos who you would never fuck in a million years. But once upon a time, there was one golden oasis. Talking about Craigslist. Yeah. Now, if you're trying to get fucked on Craigslist, all right, here's the deal. Craigslist has always been full of prostitutes and robots. But every now and then there's a diamond in the rough. And you gotta wade through a lot of shit before you find it. So you start this process. You see an ad for a woman who says she just can't wait to suffocate on some cock. That's all she wants in life. She is otherwise successful and complete, except that she is not actively dying from choking on dick. And she would like some dick to choke on. You email this woman. But the thing about Craigslist, it's an application process. You can't just start a conversation from scratch. If you're putting that ad out there as a woman, W4M, want to suffocate on cock, you're going to get a lot of applicants. So immediately, there are requisites. You got to, before even hearing back from this person, send a full body pic, a dick pic, give all the relevant information, age, sex, height, hair color, eye color, interests, favorite position, anything they ask, you respond with those details. And if you're lucky, you hear back. Here's the thing. If there's a real person putting out the ad, you don't hear back. Because you're one of 1,000 dicks on the internet trying to weasel your way into this magical wonderland that is this cocks guzzling whatever. Every now and then, you hear back. Every now and then you get a response, but it's you can always tell whenever it's a robot because the response comes quick, but not too quick. There's like a 10 to 30 minute delay, but it's never longer than that. You get the response, you start talking, you start chatting, and if they... Conversation seems kind of formulaic, but, you know, like, it seems like everything you send gets a response that makes sense until finally they want you to verify your ID to prove you're not a creep with your credit card information. It just seems like a... But then one time, all right, literally after years of trying to fuck strangers on the internet, I get this email back. It's Christmas holiday. I'm visiting my parents back in Memphis, and literally... In the middle of every family conversation, I'm checking out my email, wading through pictures of robot women, trying to get my dick on. And I get this response from this one woman. She's kind of weird, kind of touchy, really dancing around the subject. She wants to talk dirty, but when you start talking dirty, she's like, oh, behave. And then she stops talking dirty. And it's a weird conversation, and she keeps... Maybe she wants to go out, maybe she doesn't want to go out. But at some point, I get a photo that's kind of blurry and also really small resolution of a woman like in a Santa outfit looking provocative, but is clearly taken on a camera from like before the megapixel era, so I don't know how accurate this, but it's better than nothing. And after maybe 10 emails or something, I feel like this is maybe a real person. She starts to almost back out, and I threatened her. I was like, listen, if you don't stick with the program, I'm going out and I'm seeing my high school friends. I'm going to do something else with my weekend. I meet this woman. She explains to me that she's in a weird situation. She's jealous of her boyfriend because he likes to get pegged. And when she's pegging him, he always says stuff like, oh man, I just can't wait. I just want to suck a fat dick. While she's, if you don't know, for the normies in the audience, pegging is when a woman wears a strap on and fucks her boyfriend in the butt. But it's still straight sex, okay? Let's get this clear. She explains that she's been pegging her boyfriend on the regular for a while, but she noticed recently when she was browsing Craigslist herself in the Men for Men section that there was a photo of definitely his abs with an ad that was soliciting only male-on-male sex, despite the fact that he swears up and down that he's not gay, even though he does like getting pegged and talking about sucking dicks while he's having sex with her. So she's got some revenge in store. This is weird. I met this woman at, what's the bar in Midtown Memphis? No. Young Avenue Deli. Young Avenue Deli, it's Christmas Eve. There's a bunch of kids being debaucherous. I meet this woman. She doesn't seem remarkable at first glance. She's dressed kind of weird. She's wearing like a big sweater. It says like navy and like some jeans that are too tight and some boots that are too high. And her hair's in a bizarre ponytail that turned out wasn't an actual ponytail. It was a clip-on. It was very bizarre. But needless to say, I somehow convinced that woman to take me home that night. And when she took all those weird clothes off, she might have been still to this day the most attractive person I've ever had sex with. Didn't need the ponytail. Didn't tell you right now, didn't need it. Unnecessary accessory. She was gorgeous. And so anyway, that was the first time I got pegged, ladies and gentlemen. That's all. It was pretty great. It was still the best night of my life. Just 2 years of perusing bots on the internet, and it pays off. You just got to stick with it. Anyway, that's who's up next?
All right, St. Thomas Ledoux, everyone. Oh, man. TL semicolon DR. Your next IT specialist person comes to us from a land far, far away. He has recently gone on a grand journey, but now he's back, and he's back to his regular identity, I'm assuming. We didn't discuss this before the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Simoneau.
I am going to be reading a series of spam messages that I have received from a single individual, and a very insistent spammer goes by the name of Durek. And as you will see, we've forged more than just the typical spammer-spammy relationship. Hello, friend. Writing in order to ask for medical funds. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be reading his punctuation. And then also when he goes all caps, I'm going to be raising my voice to convey that. Writing in order to ask for medical funds. Urgent need. Mother has bumps again, comma, comma. Father tragic pass away in coal mine bear attack, comma, comma, comma. I sell myself on street as Marvel superhero in costume for tourist pictures and also the hand parties. I ask as longtime friend to send US $2,000 for short-term loan. Will pay ye two wise back when check for father's life insurance comes from government in amount of US $3,000. Promises, my friend. Signed, Durek. 2 months later. Friend! It Durek again! Mother is better, comma, comma, comma. Feed her extraordinary pills, new breakthrough in medical science. Have you seen Limitless film with Radley Copper? These are real life version. FDA banned them in United States because the big medicine companies don't want you to expand your mind and gain power and body. Lose weight, comma, pills do. Increase brain, comma, pills do. Pills for good fucking too. Comma. Not meth, not coke, not steroids, all natural from Amazon forest. Comma. No snort or inject or inhale through penis. Simple pill. Durek has given pills to all friends and now has offer for you. Buy wondrous Fenbuteb pills from Durek. So he financed trip to America to pay back U.S. $3,000 loan you give for mother's bumps and to help Durek with no more hand parties. Signed, Durek. About 4 months after that, hello again, old friend. Durek! I have good offer for you today. I have made much fortune selling pleasure toy. I give you offers of profit and free products for lady and male pleasure. Pleasure in all size, big and small. Pleasure in all color, red and green. Pleasure in all whole, man or not man. Please take cut of profit and enjoy free sample of best pleasure toy. Durek, use all the time. Durek, mother, use all the time. Durek, friends, use all the time. Much money and penis pleasure offered to you for only U.S. $5,000 loan. All the pleasure given to you from Durek. Signed, Durek. There was a pause after that. The New Year's came and went, you know, the holidays. And I got this one. Friend! Durek! Recently come in contact with billions man Bill Gates, who offer partnership. I will cut you in. Durek, good to you. Microsoft, soft, no T. Have product unreleased in America before, and Bill is offering license for America premiere. Exclusive offer, exclusive offer, exclusive offer. Durek come to you first, knows you are good at businessman. Need initial investment of U.S. $10,000 to give to Bill Gates to ship from software from Taiwan. Bill waiting for money in Seattle, Washington, and promise... $1 million return guaranteed. Has Durek lied to you in pass? Signed, Durek. And then a long time went by after that. Long time. Didn't see the million come back to me. But it was all right. You know, I for a friend, I'm willing to wait. And then in the summertime, I got this. Durek friend! Durek has seen explicit picture you send to sister. Very angry. No ask for penis. It definitely your penis too. Durek demand U.S. $500 or I tell wife that you send bad photos to sister. Demand U.S. $250 and $100 iTunes gift cards. Or will tell wife you send anal photos to mother. I have photos of you. Surely not Durek's nudity. Do not blow Durek off, otherwise very mad. Friend Durek. And then that was last winter, 2016 winter, and I just got this the other day. To whom it may concern. Hello, it has been a while since I wrote you last. It is I, Durek, the man who sent you a series of emails over the past few years about medical loans, adult toys, pharmaceuticals, bootleg software, and sexually explicit messages sent to my mother and sister. Well, I'm writing to let you know that your financial support has paid off. I immigrated to America, started my own company, quickly sold it to a Silicon Valley venture capital firm, and reinvested my money in Bitcoin. As a result, I am now a multimillionaire who is looking to make good on my debts. I am eternally grateful for your help and cannot express how your support guided me through the worst times of my life. I wish to repay your investments in me with a payment of $500,000 cash. Of course, I am also a Bitcoin millionaire and could help you double your money overnight through the ultra-stable sure bet that is cryptocurrency. Also, I have some erectile dysfunction pills for sale and know some hot Latvian models who are hot for you. Click here. Signed, Durek. And so, yeah. Thank you.
Sean Simonell, everyone. Oh man, we are almost out of the red on our Gmail percentage, guys. This has been big. This has been amazing. Fortunately, we have two more IT whizzes who are going to help us clear up our spam problem. The next of which comes to us from Convivialville. He has a condo over there, but he's a friendly town resident. Give it up for Josh Arnold.
Holy shit, how do I follow that?
With more humor.
Yeah. That's the goal. So, give it up for Clinton Ricks, the IT man of the year, who forgot how to do anything after 1998, much like UT football. And also give it up for my Gmail spam account, which likes to understate how much shit is in there by just telling you 99 plus. Oh, what a friendly number that is. I had a friend text me before the event today, and she goes, what's that? What's the thing you're doing tonight? What are the details and all that? And I told her, I was like, oh, I invited you on Facebook. She goes, oh, I turned Facebook notifications off because I get too many of them. Like, oh, you missed the spam night because you turned off. Oh, that's what? Fair game. Yeah, okay, cool. So some of my favorite spam emails that I get are the ones that take clever approaches. Like, you know, you've met the hilarious character, Durek, and other people who try to convince you of their legitimacy. I got one that just told me, hello, I am Josh Arnold. Give me money and click here. I'm like, well, that's funny because I'm pretty sure I was Josh Arnold, but I do like your idea here. in case I just forget, and you're like, oh, shit, I need to give me money. I should definitely send it to myself. Fucking forging my digital signature. It's just joshing, though, so it's not really. It's a doppelganger. Unless it's a clone. If you got a bunch of clones of yourself and you all had an orgy, is that a doppelgangbang? I got another one that just says, hey, you, stop reading. Okay. It had a bunch of shit below that, but I mean, I'm not gonna disobey an order like that, so. Got another one that just said, cancel this email. And I'm like, well, I never... It's funny when you get a cancellation for something you definitely never signed up for. And then at the bottom, in case you weren't ready to cancel yet, it tells you to please relpy. That face there is because they didn't end it with a period. They chose a comma and then nothing afterwards. So you're kind of like left on the hinges of what could be there. I actually, I got a call today while I was at work. And it was a telemarketer, which is kind of like spam, so accept my tangent anyway. And the guy, he goes, hello, are you the business owner? And I was like, no, I'm not. He's like, can you let me talk to him? I was like, no. And he goes, sure. I was like, that's a weird reply. And I thought that he was just like going to continue, but he'd actually hung up on me, and I sat there like an idiot. I was like, well, I got played by a telemarketer today. That's shitty. So one form of spam that I really hate is how seemingly more and more notifications hit your phone every time you download an app or even when you don't. It's just like, it seems like if I go a good chunk of time without checking my phone, there'll be like 20 notifications about some garbage you didn't even know you needed to be notified about. And the problem with that is that sometimes Google does that without really thinking of the context of what it's asking you for. So sad note, real quick, one of my pets just died like yesterday, and it was really, really terrible. I drove to the vet, and pet got put down and was crying. It was terrible, and I drove home, and then right when I get home, Google goes, do you want to rate and review your trip to and from the emergency animal center? Yeah, let me tell you all about it. I get myself gathered, and I go back to work to finish my shift, and I get there, and I get another notification. It goes, do you want to add photos from your trip to the emergency animal center? Like, oh, shit, yeah, I took a crying selfie next to my dead cat. It was awesome. Let me put it up there. They will love that. I'm like, oh, should I go to this place? Yeah, look at this great fucking photo you got there. I really like the names that come out of spam emails. I got one from Remuald Wadigny. Which, if that isn't a name for your child, I don't know what it is. At the bottom of Remuald's email, he asks you to pay a differing amount based on what carrier you would like to ship your $7.2 million back to you in. And if you pay $330, it will be shipped via UPS. If you pay $250, FedEx, and $175, DHL. Which is kind of the saddest statement about DHL. And also, they're really hoping you have a very strong preference for which carrier carries your fake money to you. I got an email from a Reverend Dr. Charles Brown, which is great because they didn't convince you a doctor. So they're like, well, maybe Reverend also. I think the combination will definitely sell him on my legitimacy. And they told me, attention package beneficiary, which ironically, one of the few emails not about my dick in my spam folder was about being a package beneficiary. But they told me about this meeting that I have to attend at JFK Airport with Mr. James George. And my favorite part about the email is that it says, quote, make sure you take care of him. Understand he is not an American citizen. Like, if I'm getting money from this guy, I have to also, like, put him up in my house and just kind of, like, deal with him living with me. It's not even just, like, a take your money and we'll leave. It's like, you have to adopt this guy for a little while first. Lastly, I did get a few of the dating site sort of profile things as well. My favorite one was one that had a lovely bunch of grammar, and it said, fed up? Fake dates? Not typical dating. Girl will make no fake card. Requires no card. Girl will make first moves. Girl will make no fakings. For 30 plus only. I'm like, well, okay, I'm not even fucking 30. So, like, if even if you had sold me on your shit, it's like at the very end, you tuck in a little snide, like, we're pretty sure you're over the 30 mark. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to give you $500 for no fakings girls anyway, but even if I was, definitely not after you insulted me. So hopefully that cleared some space for you.
Yes, it did. Josh Arnold. The good news is we are just down to one final spam email, one message left before we can freely forward in all of our favorite chain emails to our grandmothers. But unfortunately, our VIP guest host for next week, our old buddy Remuald Wadigny, was a little bit incensed that you made light of his name, and he has canceled his appearance. So we got to figure out what we're going to do next week now. I'm totally not making that shit up because we haven't actually talked about what show we're doing next week, but we'll announce it soon. Ladies and gentlemen, your last IT specialist, who's hopefully going to help us zap this one pesky final spam email, the very funny Monica Miller.
Oh my god, I hope I can help you guys with computers, even though I'm a woman. And I know that shit doesn't work with IT at all. But I just want to say, before we get whatever mystery spam garbage you're going to throw in my face, I just want to say, you guys, I'm so fucking old that my Gmail is my actual name. Okay, it's not some weird. Okay, it's Monica Miller. It's spelled with a K if you want to send me some shit. Like a dick pic. Okay. Monica, spelled with a K, Miller, @gmail.com. And apparently, I found out recently that people don't know what their own goddamn Gmail is. Because I have been told recently, it's like, you have a flight coming up from Chicago to some garbage place. And I'm like, I do not fly out of Chicago. We have bought garbage in California. And most interestingly, a 67-year-old woman is dating using my email on OkCupid in California, and I had all these matches with, like, smooth jazz buddy, some such bullshit. I mean, I know I'm going to be old one day, but come on, you guys. Like, be cool. Okay, so, I just want to ask Friendly Town what my hell email is for me to analyze, because I am ready.
Well, actually,
unless you don't want me to analyze it and just want to talk about my vagina, which I can also do.
Actually, Monica, this is going to sound kind of surprising, but you actually just read it verbatim.
No way! A miracle.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say you almost got it, but then you said I'm going to talk about my vagina. That's the PS line on your spam email. How do you memorize? I can't believe you memorized the spam email so perfectly. You really are the best IT person we could have brought in.
I know, even though I'm a woman, right? Did you unplug it? Did you plug it back in? It's unplugged.
That's actually the subject lines for the next three spam emails that came in since
Yeah, because it's true. It's true. Usually if your computer's not working, it's because you're sitting on it. Okay? Or it's unplugged. Okay? Or you are a combination of the two.
That's, we've somehow managed to keep ourselves from ever getting another spam email. You're really good. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Oh my god. Happy fall break to everyone. Fall break forever. It's fall, y'all. Bye.
All the fantastic IT specialist comedians who came to the stage tonight, I think we've all learned a little bit about our email habits, and I think that that's perfectly good and healthy. We're all a big happy family here at Friendly Town. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. Add us on Facebook if you haven't already. We're just at Friendly Town Knoxville. It's facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. Invite all your friends to do the same. If we get to 300,